Hello, thank you so much for pressing play. My name is Kim Kardesia, and I am so glad that you're interested in listening to what the horses shared with me this week. Delilah had the most to say about what turned out to be a theme of patience. And hang in there, because sometimes I think patience gets a bad rap. It's not a bad word, more than four letters. But oftentimes, we've heard that we needed to be more patient in times when it can really rub us the wrong way. We're either excited or frustrated, and the meaning behind the world can feel like we've been told that we have to stop, almost like an energetic grating of gears, as if the clutch wasn't pushed in all the way. If you can't find it, grind it. Ever hear that when you're learning how to drive a stick? But oftentimes, there's this implication when we hear you need to be more patient or the conversations turn to patience that we need to just wait. And a lot of it can stem all the way back from hearing that as kids. And we never really updated our files about that, what that word patience means and the power that it can hold. Because I think there is a certain activity and strength in having patience. And this is really what the horses were showing me. By activity, I mean that patience isn't passive. It isn't waiting or giving up. It's more like holding a space for potential. And at least that's what it is around horses. For me, that's where everything starts, just how I'm wired. Then, what I've learned from the horses, what our exchange has offered me, this can radiate out into the rest of my life. But where many of these ideas and insights originate are around these magnificent creatures. They teach me and offer me so much. So this patience thought train was fueled by Delilah's rehab session. I was lunging her, and she was trying so hard. She was doing so well. Trying is one of her most endearing qualities and one of the things that I love best about her. She has quite a mysterious past, and some of the parts that I've heard about, Delilah has a really good reason to be distrustful of humans. She's got a bump on her face from where her skull is fractured, and a story of being unmanageable and unrideable, and there was the threat of euthanasia before I got her. And I don't even know how many times. But anyhow, when I look at her, I see something quite different. Some of it is what's in physical form in front of me, and some of it is her potential. I completely believe that she can find and revel in her flow. I think that's the essence of the rehab work that I do with the horses, is kind of an energetic rehab, helping them get back into their flow through movement, balance, rhythm. And combining all of these elements, or letting them come into their natural alignment. So anyway, I had Delilah on the lunge line, and she was holding a steady rhythm in longer segments than I had witnessed before. She even started to consider stretching down, which was very exciting. We started to the left, went right, things were going really well. Then about the time when she was going right, when I was going to ask her to walk and consider it kind of the cool down, she stopped abruptly and faced me. Now, it's true that I didn't ask her to do that. And, you know, a lot of times going to the right can be challenging for horses, and not sure if it's also tied into some of us lungers being right-handed. But it's a very common dynamic that I've seen, is lunging to the right can get quite wonky when people are just learning how. We were going right and she stopped and faced me. And I could have labeled that as a bad behavior because I didn't ask her to do it. In this instance, though, since we had felt so connected, And there was this smoothness and lightness to the energy. When Delilah stopped and turned to face me, there really wasn't any shift in this energy. So I paused too to watch what happened and to hold this space of patience. I kept my energy in that smooth, light place and just observed my horse. And at first, there wasn't much to see, just a horse standing there facing me, not doing anything, except if you look closely. The looking closely is where so much of my focus is these days. Sometimes I'll joke because when, you know, I was more steeped in the world of dressage, people could call it about as exciting as watching paint dry. And let me tell you, this gives a whole new excitement to that because it can look like nothing is happening. But when you look closer, like what was happening with Delilah, there was twitching in her lips, in her muzzle, and her eyes. They were blinking differently and changing between kind of how you could describe a soft look or a hard look. There was lots going on if you look closely at her face. These are tiny things in essence, but I've come to see and believe that they're really, really important because their responses from the horse's nervous system and their I like to think of it as processing or releasing tension, and observing this and allowing it to happen and kind of work itself through, it's worked out really well for me and the horses. So I stood there going against a lot of what I had been taught over the years, but extending grace and patience to Delilah. The version of patience where I had an aliveness to my energy, not any of that hopelessness, giving up, defeatedness that sometimes there's maybe an unspoken element when we're told, just be patient. I was completely, with Delilah, rooted in the belief that my horse needed to do whatever it was that was going on. I had the security to trust that she innately knows what she needs to do to get closer to that beautiful place of flow. And if I supportively invite her to move forward on this quest, she'll do what she needs to do to bring her body more into alignment. Her body will just kind of do it. So with these beliefs and this philosophy that I hold, it was very easy for me to hold this essence of patience because it was authentic to my essence, to, you know, what has come to be so important to me. So I believed completely in Delilah and gave her the time and space to do what she needed to, because I could hold on to my faith. Patience was easy and powerful. No element at all of giving up or stalled energy. And sometimes I lose so much track of time. I'm not sure how long it took, but it was the exact time that my horse needed. These movements and quivers of her muzzle and face, they turned into licking and chewing. Then Delilah came forward to me. This was completely appropriate as my intention and energy was inviting her to come to me. She wasn't trying to run me down or move me off or anything that took away from that connected, light, energetic feeling. I scratched her, I don't know if you call it her chin, her jaw, in between her cheekbones anyway. It's one of the places I found that horses really like, and it helps them, encourages them to release tension. And this, it did work with Delilah. She let out a couple of yawns and put her head down so that I could scratch her ears and pull. This is a newer behavior for her, and I think it kind of demonstrates the trust that we're gaining together. So watching and feeling this horse that used to be so disinterested seeking interaction is amazing to me. My fascination and absolute love of this is what allows me to have that security and focus to give Delilah and all the other horses I interact with the pause they need in order to help them get in their flow. To me, this is patience. The focus on being grounded, not just energetically, but also in belief. Delilah really let me see that belief is a huge part of patience. I don't believe that I'm going to get what I'm waiting for. I won't be patient. I'll be desperate. And that's a far cry from patient. A couple days after this lunging session, I was in the pen with the four girls, Delilah's little herd. And of course, I had my comb with me and was looking forward to combing one of the horses. Little did I know at the time that part two of this patient demonstration was coming. That's one of the greatest things about horses. They always show me what needs to happen if my plan is a little off or could be enhanced in some way. So I was in the pen and Delilah actually came a couple steps towards me. I walked toward her and I paused when she paused. I was about 3 feet from her and we were standing there. She did not turn her nose towards me, so I waited because there was also not an inviting look in her eye, so I paused. I stood, I watched, I waited, and I believed. I believed that this action from Delilah meant something. And I believe that I was correct in thinking that. And, you know, that's a huge step for me because this has been a life lesson to believe in my authentic views and philosophy. Because, you know, when you're doing something so contrary to popular belief, it can be challenging. But I stood there and watched, mostly because I believed in my horse. And as I stood there, Delilah's chin began to quiver. There were lots of tiny movements in her muzzle and her nostril crinkled. At least it did on the side I was on. I'm not sure what the other side was doing because sometimes the two sides of the horse can be doing two very different things. And I continued to hold space. I stood there letting my energy kind of get into that light and connected place. And gradually Delilah lowered her head and yawned 3 times. So there truly was something in there that needed to come out. After those yawns, she turned her nose towards me and stepped in my direction. And I took that as my cue to comb. And I got that this was another example of that link between belief and patience. I completely believed that there was something important happening. Maybe faith is a better way to describe it than belief, but anyhow, it's that security that we can hold onto the promise of what we're doing. So really, what Delilah shared with me has to do with the silent power of patience, that gentle strength that allows us to be compassionate leaders, not only for our horses, but for our own lives as well. Redefining that, the feel of patience, the energetic component of that word, so that it turns into something empowering rather than that scolding. You need to wait longer and behave better. That doesn't feel good at all. Surely not powerful. This version of patience that Delilah shared felt expansive and strong, really grounded and secure. She would like me, Delilah would, to encourage you to step into your power patiently. She knows you can do this because she's been allowed to do it herself. I am so lucky to have this horse, and I'm so appreciative that you listened to this recording. If you'd like a little more of this type of horse wisdom, check out our Hidden Promise Facebook page or visit confidencethroughconnection.com. And there's a place on there where you can sign up for a newsletter because as we come out of this pandemic and quarantine, there's going to be lots of new stuff going on. So So we can keep in touch that way. And I hope that you have a powerful and bright week. And thanks for listening. Bye for now.